Well, hello, friends, and welcome back to Storytime with Oma. I'm so glad you've joined me today. Maybe it's been a while since you've been with us. I'm happy to be back, and we're going to hear stories about the early Christian church. So, if you're ready, put on your thinking cap and your listening ears, because here comes our story. After Jesus rose from the grave, he appeared to his disciples. We had a story about that when Jesus came and met them all in the upper room. But he also met them another time. One time they were out by the Sea of Tiberias, and Peter and Thomas and Nathaniel and James and John and two of the other disciples were all together. Peter said, "I'm going to go fishing." And they said, "Well, we'll come with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. That kind of reminds us of the story when Jesus first met the disciples, doesn't it? Remember when he met them and they were fishing and they found nothing? And Jesus told them to go out again, and they did, and they got so many fish that the boat started to sink. Well, what do you think Jesus did this time? Let's see. Simon Peter and his friends were out in the boat all night, and just as the day was breaking, that means just as the sun was starting to come up, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples were too far away from him, and they didn't know that it was Jesus. So he hollered out, "Friends, did you catch any fish?" And they said, "No, we haven't." And he said, "Cast the net on the right side, and you will find some." So they did. And there were again so many fish that they were not even able to bring them all in. Well, John said to Peter, "It's the Lord." And when Peter heard that, he jumped out of the boat and he began running to Jesus in the water, like splish, splish, splash, as fast as he could go. And the other disciples came in the boat and they were dragging that net that was so full of fish because they weren't far off from the land. When they got to the land, they saw a charcoal fire. That means a fire was burning, you know, like ready for grilling some food or something. Oh, they were excited. The fire already had fish and there was bread because Jesus was there and he had gotten it all ready for them. And he said, "Bring some of that fish that you've just caught." So Simon went on board and hauled out the net. And do you know what? They counted them, and there were 153 large fish. But you know what? In most cases, the net would be torn, but it wasn't. It wasn't even ripped. And Jesus said, "Come and have breakfast." Oh, they were so excited. They knew it was Jesus. So they came, and they took the bread that Jesus gave to them, and he also gave them fish. And in the Bible, we read that this was the third time that Jesus appeared to his disciples. Well, they had a wonderful breakfast. And something else happened, but I'm going to have to wait. And you'll have to tune in next time to hear about Jesus' conversation with his friend Peter, because it's a very special conversation. Well, thanks for joining me today on Storytime with Oma. Remember, be kind to others, listen to your parents, and show God's love to everyone. Bye-bye.